for the bye week, what do you use this time to put an emphasis on for your defense?
Well, right now, get them healthy, get them well, and we got to look at what we've done and what we have to adjust to where we've been hurt. And we got to get a good start on Baltimore because they're plenty tough.
Is this a good time for it? I mean, some people think it's too early, but
We don't have any control, so it has to be a good time. So you make use of it the best you can, and then you go. Either way it goes, you know, you got to go. So.
All right, I mean, I know emphasizing something, you know, you hope that they do it, but, you know, you guys talk about third downs, red zone, and all that stuff. I mean, is this about as good as you could hope? I mean, red, you know, it's...
Well, we got tired in the last, when they scored on us, we were tired and the quarterback stepped up and we had the perfect coverage, you just couldn't hold it long enough, you know, so we were fatigued and it cost us. But, yeah, we worked hard at trying to, you know, become better in the red zone, better on third down, and each week it'll change, obviously. You know, as you go through each game, you change because people get a feel for you, and then you've got to keep your mind open to what you're doing. But we've been very fortunate so far, and we've had great efforts.
Right. How much of the fatigue was tied to the no huddle that they
used? Oh, every bit of it. We had a 16-minute drill. That's what it was, okay? So end up running 80 plays. That's a lot of plays, a lot of rush. They had 55 passes.
Right.
So it was a hard workout for them. But we flat run out of gas there for a period of time, and then we got it back. And we made one real good series after the touchdown. We had them backed up and held them for three. That was a really big series, I thought. And we made a play on fourth down on the last drive. So, but I think probably in the last two drives, if I'm right, there are 22, 23 plays in the last.
Combined in the last two drives.
So that's a lot of work. But the truth is, we just fatigued, and he stepped up, and made a great throw, and touchdown. You know, that's what happens. You know, you got to be on your toes down there. That's where you got to crank it up the hardest.
How do you guard against that? Because their only success really was using that system, and so other teams might try.
Well, sure, everybody will. Yeah. You know, that's just part of good football. You know, you're trying to run guys on the field, and you know, get your fresh guys out there, and they quick huddle. That's just smart football. And our guys adjusted very well to it. It's just we had one in the second half. It wasn't necessary. We should have known better, you know. But other than that, I thought we did very good at adjusting to it, you know. It's just they increased the number of plays that they could run.
Larry, do you think teams have kind of learned their lesson on testing Champ? It seems like nobody's doing
it. You know, you hate to say it. So far, so good, you know.
Yeah.
But I think as you look ahead, there's plenty of really fine players. And I think that people will begin to play football the way they play football, and we have to play football the way we play football. And I think sometimes people really don't pay as much attention as you think they do. You know, they go out and execute their game plan.
But in his sense, I mean, New England didn't test him at all.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
You know.
Their whole deal was to go the other way.
Right.
Okay, and our guys stepped up and played pretty good, but that was their whole situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you then rethink it on keeping him on one side? Do you go back to moving him around? Or he seems comfortable just being on the side.
You know, we have no plans to change.
Yeah.
You know, so just you got to have two corners and then three and nickel and then four and dime. You know, so it's a whole deal. You got to have people who can cover. So if they can just look away from him and throw, we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Where's Courtney Brown standing right now?
You know, I think he's working really hard trying to heal himself. He's working through a tough time, and but he's a courageous fella, and he'll work hard and he'll dig hard, and it's just a matter of time. That's what it is, and he's a classy guy, and good things are going to happen. I believe that for that guy. He's just got to keep digging and keep stretching, and don't give up hope because it's going to happen good. But it's just hard, you know. It's hard because he works so hard.
But you really don't know how much.
No. I don't have any knowledge of that, so. Mm-hmm. I do know he's a great guy and a great worker, so he'll be there as fast as he can be there.
Was it fun to see DJ have kind of a monster game on a big game?
Sure
it
was.
Like he was everywhere.
It was good to see him break out. You needed that. He really played well. Played physically well. Physically, got after him. And that was really, really a fine game, both from him and Ian. Both, they were everywhere.